Minnesota News Network, good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. It's been more than 5 weeks now since the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School, and Governor Tim Walz has still not called a special session. Chad Kuiper of Moms Demand Action says his group keeps in touch with the Annunciation parents.
They feel like attention is already slipping away. We're all just kind of expected to go to school and go to work, and this unimaginable thing happened last month, and well, we kind of got to look forward and go about our daily lives. Well, the parents of Annunciation don't have that luxury.
Kuiper fears state lawmakers will wait until the next legislative session, which begins in February, and addressing gun violence will be mixed in with all the other issues. The 7th annual Veterans Suicide Prevention and Awareness Day program is tomorrow morning in Marshall. Christy Stites of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs says it's a time of fellowship, healing, and education.
So the event is really, you know, to take that pause to honor those whose lives have been touched by veteran suicide, but also to, you know, use our stories and experiences to help save future lives.
She says the goal is to increase awareness and try to reduce the number of veteran suicides. About 100 veterans die of suicide in Minnesota each year. A firefighter from Minnesota will be laid to rest this weekend after being fatally struck by a tree during a prescribed burn in Idaho. Officials say Isabella Oscarson of Watertown died September 26th. She was working as a seasonal wildland firefighter for the Idaho Department of Lands. Flags were lowered in her honor by Idaho's governor the following day. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has ordered the same for Saturday, when her memorial will be held in St. Anthony. And the Gopher men's hockey team opens the regular season at home tonight against Michigan Tech. The Minnesota Vikings are preparing to play the Cleveland Browns Sunday morning in London. All-pro wide receiver Justin Jefferson says it'll be another tough AFC North matchup.
They're definitely a really good team. They have great secondary. Of course, everybody knows about their D-line. So it's going to be a tough battle, just like the Steelers were. You know, it's kind of a similar team if you look at the player sheet.
The Purple lost to Pittsburgh 24-21 last Sunday in Ireland. Carson Wentz will be under center again, and the Vikings have a banged-up offensive line. And Dangerous Man Brewing in Maple Lake is reopening next month under new ownership. Operation shut down last spring after 12 years in the craft beer business. Jeremy Coons of Rafters Brewing has purchased Dangerous Man, and former co-owner Rob Miller will be the head brewer at the new facility. Dangerous Man hopes to have cans available in stores in November. This is MNN.